prayer tomorrow. John, pray for you too. For surely, my daughter, I would say unto you this day that your prayers are about to be answered. I've heard your prayers, and I'm going to answer them, saith the Lord. Even as you've cried out to me and you said, Lord, I desire this to happen. It's going to happen, saith thy God. For surely I'm going to begin to move in a mighty way. And the promises that I've given to you, I'm going to fulfill them, saith the Lord. And you're going to be amazed as you see them come one by one. They're going to begin to happen. And it's going to be a miraculous thing. And it's going to cause a praise to rise up in you and a joy to rise up in you that you've not known for a while. But I'm going to give you the joy of the Lord again. And the joy is going to begin to just spring up and bubble up, and you're not going to be able to contain it, says the Lord. Praise for surely my joy is going to bubble over, and it's going to touch those around you. And Father, in Jesus' name, right now, I ask you to just move on my sister. I ask you to just answer those prayers, Lord, that cry of her heart. As I was watching her over there, you were just saying to me, I'm going to answer her prayers. I'm going to answer them. And Father, I thank you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. Jim, if you have anything, you're welcome to come over too. Margie, I want to pray for you. Father, in Jesus' name, right now, Father, we come against this, I don't even know what to call it, this dizziness that happens, or whatever you want to call it, balance. And we're going to say, Father, in the name of Jesus, that name above all names, we come against this thing. We ask you, Lord, to just bring that balance back into order. In between her ears and between all that stuff that causes balance. That has a lot to do with it. I don't know exactly what to call it. But I'm going to, in Jesus' name, I ask you, Father, to just move upon that. And Father, you don't want us to be out of balance. You don't want us to be dizzy. But you want us to be clear-minded, and you want us to not be afraid to walk. And Father, in Jesus' name, right now, we agree together. I agree with Marge as she agrees. And I'm going to speak to Marge, and I'm going to say, such as your faith is, so be it done unto you. You believed me for a greater thing than this, and if you'll believe me for this, I'll take it away, saith the Lord. For surely, my daughter, I love you. I have a call upon your life, and you know that I do, and I'm going to begin to move in that call, and you're going to begin to feel it in a way you've not in times past. You're going to begin to know exactly what I want you to do and when I want you to do it. And I say unto you, as I speak to you in the night seasons and when I speak to you, don't hold back. Do that which I would tell you to do. Because if you will, then I'll show you just my glory mightily. You'll see my glory happen mightily. And Father, right now in Jesus' name, I unite my faith with her faith, Father. We agree together. You said if two or more agree as touching anything in my name, I'll do it. And I agree with Marge right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, the name above all names. I agree with her that this thing's got to go, that it can't stay there, that her balance has to come back, and it has to come back, and it can't do anything but come back, because we're agreeing together, Father, and we're standing upon your word in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. We're going to believe it. Amen. Praise the Lord.